Section 156 of 15,000 Useful Phrases by Grenville Kleiser, read for LibriVox.org by Joan Walton in Mountain View, California. A bewildering labyrinth of facts. A blank absence of interest or sympathy. A bloodless diplomatist. A breach of confidence. A brilliant and paradoxical talker. A burning sense of shame and horror. A century of disillusionment. A certain catholicity of taste. A cheap and coarse cynicism. A civilizing agency of conspicuous value. A cleanness and probity of life. A commendable restraint. A condescending and patronizing spirit. A confused and troublesome time. A conscientious anxiety to do the right thing. A conspicuous and crowning service. A constant source of surprise and delight. A contemptible species of mockery. A convenient makeshift. A copious torrent of pleasantry. A course of arrogant obstinacy. A crumb of consolation. A crystallized embodiment of the age. A cynical and selfish hedonist. A dangerous varnish of refinement. A dead theological dogma. A decorous and well-intentioned person. A deep and most impressive solemnity. A deep and strange suggestiveness. A deep authentic impression of disinterestedness. A dereliction of duty. A disaster of the first magnitude. A distorted and pessimistic view of life. A dogmatic and self-righteous spirit. A duel of brains. A dull collocation of words. A fastidious sense of fitness. A fatal and moral hollowness. A feeling of lofty remoteness. A feminine excess of inconsequence. A final and irrevocable settlement. A firmness tempered by the most scrupulous courtesy. A fitting interval for penitence. A flippant rejoinder. A flood of external impressions. A flourish of rhetoric. A fund of curious information. A furtive groping after knowledge. A gambler's desperate chance. A ghastly mixture of defiance and conceit. A glaring example of rapacity. A graceful nonentity. A great and many-sided personality. A great capacity for generous indignation. A great source of confusion. A gross piece of stupidity. A habit of riding a theory too hard. A habit of rigorous definition. A happy and compensating experience. A haughty self-assertion of equality. A hideous absurdity. A hideous orgy of massacre and outrage. A high pitch of eloquence. A homelike and festive aspect. A hopeless enigma. A hotbed of disturbance. A hushed rustle of applause testified to a widespread approbation. A keenly receptive and intensely sensitive temperament. A kind of fantastic patchwork. A kind of surly reluctance. A laudable stimulus. A law of retributive justice. A less revolutionary innovation. A life of studious contemplation. A limpidity and lucidity of style. A lingering tinge of admiration. A lively sense of what is dishonorable. A long accumulating store of discontent and unrest. A long tangle of unavoidable detail. A look threatening and peremptory. A many-sided and far-reaching enthusiasm. A marvelous sharpener of the faculties. A melancholy preponderance of mischief. A memory-haunting phrase. a mercenary marriage, a mere conjectural estimate, a microscopic care in the search of words, a misconception which is singularly prevalent, a mixture of malignancy and madness, a modicum of truth, a monstrous travesty, a mood of hard skepticism, a more than ordinary share of baseness and depravity, a most laudable zeal, a most repulsive and incomprehensible idiom, a most unseasonable piece of impertinence, a multitude of groundless alarms, a murderous tenacity about trifles, a mysterious and an intractable pestilence, a mysterious and inscrutable power, a narrow and superficial survey, a nature somewhat frivolous and irresolute, a needlessly offensive manner, a nimble interchange of uninteresting gossip, a noble and puissant nation, a novel and perplexing course, a numerous company, a painful and disconcerting deformity, a partial disenchantment, a passage of extraordinary daring, a patchwork of compromises, a permanent and habitual state of mind, a pernicious and growing tendency, a perversion of judgment, a phantom of the brain, a piece of grotesque stupidity, a pleasant flow of appropriate language. End of section 156. This recording is in the public domain. Recorded by Joan Walton in Mountain View, California.